Blue and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. Actually, we need the right music. We don't need this. I'm gonna kill this, Lou. Here we go. We need the right one. Bingo. Okay, that's better. Hang on. Get a bit of volume. There it is. Happy Star Wars Day to you. May the 4th be with you, Lou, of course.
Of course.
That's the traditional greeting, isn't
yes.
it? We're all about Star Wars Day. We embrace it like we never have before, except the fact that you didn't, in fact, do the Princess Leia hair, which is a disappointment, to be honest,
sorry.
When you talked it up.
I did actually forget to do the Princess Leia hair.
Because you had it a couple of years back, remember?
I've got a bun on top of my head right today, and it's like a donut. If I had two of those on the side, it would have been sensational.
Absolutely perfect. But we didn't let that stop us despite that little setback. We had a great fun day for Star Wars Day, including finding out just how much of a Star Wars tragic our boss is. Which is always fun to learn more details about our boss, Malu. I didn't realise, though, that he was out the back in his man cave wearing white gloves playing around with his lightsabers.
No.
And that's not a euphemism either.
That's legit. I think always good info to have just in your back pocket,
Yeah, that's right. I did a bit of research, so it's probably not too late, depending on what time you're listening to this, to buy something on Star Wars Day, which is perfect. I looked at the top six reasonably priced. Oh, don't worry about that, Lou. That was something to do with the Force. Top six reasonably priced Star Wars related memorabilia. Mm.
And it's all relative, the reasonably priced, isn't it?
Well, if you're Bill Gates, the number one.
It's so reasonable.
It's very reasonably priced.
Did I hear $27 billion or something along those lines?
Yeah.
So I think you're right. Absolutely reasonably priced in the Bill Gates universe.
You won't believe the price that they're asking for a trading card. Just literally a little trading card. It's unbelievable, unfathomable. But that's how much enthusiasm, Lou, there is for the Star Wars universe.
Mm.
With that in mind, I'm going to use my force powers, Lou, to start the first of our little bits in our catch-up podcast.
Okay. That's it.
It's not working.
You might have to hit
the
button.
I'll just press the button.
Press
here we go. Using my mind and finger.
It just didn't work, did it?
Shut up, Lou. All right, here we go. The 4th of May. May the 4th be with you, Lou, of course.
Oh, and may the 4th be with you also, Matthew.
One of the wonderful things about the Star Wars universe is the enthusiasm from fans. And one of the biggest Star Wars tragics, I mean enthusiasts, that we know is our boss, Mal. It's a fine line, Luke.
Yeah.
Is our boss, Mal, and he joins us. Morning, Mal.
Good morning. Happy May the 4th.
Yes, May the 4th be with you too. Now, first of all, we know for a fact that you've got your ringtone on your phone and your message tone on your phone are Star Wars related, correct?
Yep, that is correct, yes.
Okay, but that's just the beginning of of the tragedy that is your Star Wars life, isn't it?
It's the tip of the iceberg, Lou.
A little bit, yes. I guess I have collected over the years a few different things. I've got four different lightsabers. They're all relevant and much needed.
You never know when you might need one.
Well, you know. I've also managed to pick up a couple of really nice posters. I've got an original Star Wars Return of the Jedi poster signed by the original Boba Fett.
Oh, get out.
Which is fantastic.
Who was the original Boba Fett?
Jeremy Braddock was the original.
Nah,
and he's... I didn't think you would.
It doesn't matter. He signed it.
That's exactly right. And I was very filthy when they replaced him with the New Zealander.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what else? So four lightsabers, the Boba Fett signed picture. Anything else, Mal?
Look, I've got I actually was very lucky enough to get a copy of a print of... George Lucas commissioned a picture of Yoda, a painting of Yoda, in the States many years ago after the first three movies, and I was lucky enough to be sent one of those. So I have got that as well.
Wow, that's cool.
Which is really nice, and I've been offered a lot of money for that. But
is it one of those like things that comes with a certificate of authenticity?
It certainly does, yes. No, there's, only...
Oh, let's sell it on eBay, Mal. How much would we get for it?
We won't be getting anything for it because I'm not selling it.
Fair enough.
Now, the lightsabers too, do they light up? Are they the ones that...
Oh. Yes, they like these are not for toys. These are the replicas. That's the Hasbro replicas.
They're so cool, though.
Depending on what you get, but generally around that, you know, $300 to $500, $600 mark each. So,
oh, can you bring them into work and we'll have a duel?
Maybe.
Okay. Sounds positive,
that was
Luke.
A no.
You've won him over.
Ever I heard one.
Oh, well, they come with white gloves, so you can only handle them when you've got the gloves on. So.
You know you got a problem when you've got white gloves on handling some lightsabers at home.
Some Star Wars memorabilia.
Sure.
I knew you were a tragic Mal. I didn't know you were that much of a tragic, I've got to be honest.
Where's Mal? Oh, he's out the back with his white gloves on, playing with his
lightsaber. No, it actually sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, that does sound
especially
cool.
Especially the Yoda print. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's very nice. Yeah, it's very nice. And obviously, just to finish with the fact that I've obviously bought the movies, starting on video, going through DVD, going to
Blu-ray.
Mm. Then going to obviously the extended ones, the extra, the new versions in
sure.
the 90s, and then now of course 4K. So and usually we'll watch two or three on May the 4th. So tonight will be a big night.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, Mal.
Nice.
I'd love to come round with my white gloves on and play with you.
It's never going to happen, Matt. Just telling you right now.
Thanks, Mal. Well, that was quite a surprise. I didn't realise the whole white glove. I thought the Melbourne Cup.
Well, it's funny. Like, I didn't know any of that other stuff except just the ringtones are a little bit of a tip-off that he's pretty keen.
133353. Have you got any cool collectibles or merchandise from the Star Wars universe? If you do, we'd love to hear from you. Because I know that there are.
Because today's
lot.
Your day,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Day to bring them out and not get laughed at by your co-workers, possibly. He's been called a child prodigy by former Olympian and women's Vitasoy Nail Canhill winner Victoria Mitchell. 12-year-old Alec Fransky finished fourth overall and third in the men's category on Sunday. And I didn't get a chance to grab him on Sunday morning when I was there broadcasting, Lou. So we tracked him down and here he is. Alec, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Alec, congratulations. What an epic run for you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Now, you got 42 minutes and 42 seconds, which was only four seconds behind Victoria Mitchell, who won in the women's category and she finished third overall. She was saying that you actually motivated her to beat her record time because she heard everyone cheering for you and she thought it was another female competitor, so she had to put the jets on at the end.
Yeah.
So were you trying to get past her, Alec?
Yeah, I was trying to catch you at the end.
Wow. Now, okay, so you're 12 years of age. When did you start running and where did this love of running come from, Alec?
I just really like racing other people.
So you're competitive is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm very competitive.
Did you know that you were this good? Did you win in little athletics or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I went to the Nationals in Sydney. For the track and field, and I did the 15, the 8, and the 3K.
Yeah.
I came 20th in the 800, 6th in the 1500, and 6th in the 3K.
Yeah, you're a long distance.
So distance is your thing, obviously. Do you find, do you just get into a bit of a rhythm when you've got a longer distance to run?
Yeah. Definitely longer distance, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. You could be the next Steve Monteghetti. You know he's got the record for Nail Can, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he finished it, 34 minutes and something. So that's a goal for you to go for. Are you going to continue running? Are you thinking of making a career out of it?
Yeah, I really want to make a career out of it.
So how often do you run, Alec? Do you train during the week or do you just like to go for a run whenever?
Yeah, I like going for runs whenever, but some days I just go on a grass track.
Yeah,
and just do a couple fast laps or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that you'd only ever run about 5 kilometres before Nail Can. Is that true?
Yeah. Like racing, that's my furthest race.
Wow.
You just doubled it.
That's incredible.
More than doubled it.
Now, I've done Nail Can a few times too. I've walked it and jogged it. So on the flat bits, I can get a bit of speed up. And the downhill, I'm pretty good too.
Yeah.
But hopeless, really. But that first hill, Alec, when you came to that first hill, did you just look at that and go, oh, geez, I don't know? Or did you just power up?
Well, I kind of slowed down a little bit and a couple people behind me overtook me because I didn't really know what speed to go at it.
Yep.
I'd never done it before. So yeah. I just kept on going at my speed and then eventually I caught them up again. So that was good.
Yeah, then you just bloody blew past them and
exactly.
blew everybody else. Well, Alec, well done, mate. Congratulations. Just 12 years of age. Are you going to come back and do it every year now and then just really go for those records?
Yeah, I want to do it every year.
Yeah, great.
All
well,
right,
it's going to
be fun
to see you because I reckon you're going to go even better next year.
Absolutely, because you know the course now. So we'll hopefully talk to you next year and you'll go one better at least.
Okay, sounds good.
All
excellent.
Right, see you, mate. That's 12-year-old Alec Fransky, who finished fourth overall at the Vitasoy Nail Can Hill Run. Extraordinary achievement, and we are genuinely going to hear a lot more from him, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Category 2A in the COVID vaccine rollout plan has been fast-tracked, which means that the over-50s, like you, Lou, can get the jab.
Thanks for reminding me.
But are we fully prepared locally? Here's the member for Albury, Justin Clancy, who's up there in Sydney for the first day of returning Parliament with some more details. Justin, good morning.
G'day. G'day, Matt. G'day, Lou.
So, Justin, are we all prepared for this 2A phase of the vaccine rollout locally?
I think we certainly are, Lou. I mean, Albury Wodonga Health are doing a great job. They've got the vaccination centre all set up, ready to go. And it's good to see that 2A is starting. So, as Matt said, a little bit unkindly, but over 50s, now's certainly the opportunity to have the vaccine. I understand they're not turning away people if you do turn up without a booking. Certainly encouraging people to book, and you do that through the Victorian hotline, so there is a number there. But really important that we continue this path of rolling out the vaccine.
Yeah, well, there's so much demand for it in Melbourne that they're actually turning people away from their vaccine hubs.
Yeah, look, well, that's obviously a challenge, but it's a good challenge in that sense because it shows that the community is still, despite all of the challenges that we've faced, the community is still doing the right thing, getting out, making sure that they're getting vaccinated. So, hopefully in this sense, we'll see our community respond in the same way, Matt.
Yeah, it would appear that if we're anything like the rest of the country, we definitely will. I think we all want to just get moving and get as close to, being all vaccinated as we can.
Yeah, I think, and Lou, obviously there was a comment in the Border Mail today, so, from someone saying, and rightly so, none of us here on the border want to go through what we went through last year, and a big part of that is making sure that we're vaccinated. So really encourage people to respond to that and, let's keep moving forward.
All right, the big news of the day is COVID-related, and that's the ban on returning Australian citizens from India. It's never been done before in the history of Federation to actually block returning citizens coming back into Australia, but it's intended to stop a third wave of COVID. Is the decision justified by the federal government, do you think, Justin?
Yeah, first thing to say there, Matt, obviously thoughts go with the Indian community, both in India, there's devastating what's happening there now.
Oh, it's awful.
And for Indian Australians, I mean, at the end of the day, the Indian Australian community is a really important part of our community. It is challenging. At the end of the day, what we rely on is that these decisions are made in terms of health advice. We cut away the noise and we say, well, look, if at the end of the day, our senior medical advisors, our chief health officers, if that's the advice that they're providing to government, then respect that side of it. But certainly acknowledge what is, a very challenging time for the Indian Australian community and the Indian community.
Yeah, it's just an impossible decision to have to make, honestly. But look, Justin, thank you for chatting with us. Great news that we're all ready to go for the vaccine rollout here on the border. We always enjoy talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Happy Star Wars Day, Lou. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, Matt.
And merchandise is a big part of the Star Wars experience. So I've done a little bit of research to help Star Wars fans buy something nice this Star Wars Day. Hit it.
Oh, nice.
Matt's list.
Oh. All right, here are the top six very reasonably priced pieces of memorabilia for your Star Wars collection via eBay.
Lovely.
Number six, these are all legit. Number six, a Star Wars custom-made corkboard. This thing is an absolute beauty. It's one of those $20 corkboards with 26 pins from Disney World positioned beautifully, if rather randomly. It's a bargain at just $2,559.39 plus $160.45 postage from the US.
Whoa.
It's a corkboard, Lou.
A corkboard, but it's got Star Wars pins on it.
From Disney World. Number five, Lego Star Wars Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon. Now, this one has been retired.
Hello.
Hence, the value has gone up a little bit. It sold originally at $499 in 2007.
Okay.
But now you can buy it for the very reasonable price of $8,788 plus $120 postage from Japan. And it's Lego, Lou. You love
Bargain.
Lego.
Yes.
Number four, Star Wars Pinball Machine, the Empire Strikes Back
version.
Now
you're talking my language. Yeah. I love pinball.
Well, this is a local one, so it's $20,000. Or best offer.
When you say local, like Australia.
Yeah, it's a free pickup. You got to drive to Sydney. $20,000.
Only $20,000.
Yep. Number three. This is great. we talked to Mal, our boss, a little bit earlier.
You should put Mal onto the pinball machine. Yeah. I reckon he'd be up
Well,
for
no,
it.
I'm going to put him onto this. He's got four lightsabers, but he hasn't got the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge lightsaber from, and the character's Ahsoka Tano.
Are you
from
sure?
The Mandalorian. Well, it's a limited edition twin lightsaber set. It'll set you back $22,000 and $500 postage, even though it's coming from Australia and it just says Australia Post Parcel Post Regular Parcel, which is $20.
It must be really heavy, though.
No, they're two little lightsabers, Lou.
I don't understand.
Number
that.
Two, it gets better.
Yeah.
A numbered Mandalorian Glitter Star Wars Woolworths Ushi.
Oh, no, that's what you need to put Mal on to.
Yeah, tiny little ushies, you know, those little plastic things.
Yeah, woolies, yeah.
They are asking for $29,999 and they're going to slug you $20 for postage.
The postage
for an ushie.
The postage is reasonable.
$29,990. They haven't even got a all best offer. It's $29,999 or nothing.
Or nothing.
You can buy a sweet car for $29,999, but this is the best one.
Sweet holiday.
All right, this is the best one, Lou.
Yeah.
The number one of the most reasonably priced Star Wars bits of memorabilia on eBay. A 1980 Topps Star Wars Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett trading card.
Yes.
$129,458.22. And this is the best bit, plus $1,424 in postage for a trading card. It's a trading card.
But you'd have to insure it to post it. Is that the gist of that?
I don't know, Luke.
A trading card.
Years and Sport is
And who
out.
Would you trade it with?
That's it. Comes in a nice case, Lou. Real nice case. Anyway, that's blown your mind. Oh, News and Sport is coming up next. And then we're going to talk vaccines with the member for Albury. Justin, you know what my Christmas present can be this year then, Lou?
Yeah, I'll buy the Ushi.
The $29,000
no,
Ushi.
Okay. No.
6 to 7, Lou and Matt, live and local on the borders, 105.7 Triple. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. We've got a great prize for the very special Wheel of Games today, don't we, Lou?
We do. Two tickets to Boom Crash Opera this Friday night at Beer Deluxe.
Yes, indeed. And they're a very easy way to win as well. You just have to do an impersonation of a Star Wars character. I'm sure we've been inundated with contestants, Lou. Who is going to have a crack at it today for the tickets?
Well, Matt, this competition, this game has gone down like a Death Star. Nobody.
What?
Absolutely no one.
What?
Correct.
No.
No one, Matt.
Let me rejig the
I think they've been frightened away by the expertise of your amazing impersonations
My
this
Yoda.
Morning.
Mmm. Negative you are. That's to you, Lou. And here's how you do a proper Darth Vader, by the way.
Come on.
Okay, so this is...
Yeah, he literally...
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. No, but you didn't get that right.
No, he literally sounds like he's
Triple M, who's this?
Adrian.
G'day, Adrian. All right, mate, you're going to save this game. Can you do an impersonation of a Star Wars character, Adrian?
Oh, I could give it a crack.
All right. Man. Okay, for Boom Crash Opera tickets, over to you.
Darth Vader.
Okay. That's pretty bloody good, Lou. That's so close. That was
you want my son.
Oh, when you're talking. Sorry, I ruined it. Can you talk again?
Okay. Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, that bit was terrible. Yeah. But the breathing was fantastic.
Spot on, Luke, Adrian.
That is brilliant. Well
spot
done.
On. Adrian, congratulations for your mediocre Darth Vader impersonation.
Oh, she's just bitter,
You've
Adrian.
You've got two tickets to get along and see Boom Crash Opera this Friday night at Beer Deluxe.
Thank you very much.
You're a little bit bitter there because it was better than yours.
Look, it was always going to be better than mine, hopefully.
News and Sport is coming up next.
Hang on, Adrian.